All right. Well, you guys are up against this bleacher. Heston's messed up, and Tess, you were drilling Katrin about not doing anything when he was about to get rolled into the pits.
Are we literally at this place, at this stand?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm guessing Rex heard all of our conversations then, because he's sitting on this.
He might have been. No, he is sitting again. He is still there. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But he's not paying much attention to you guys.
Good.
Do you know anything that can help Eston, Katrin? I mean, we don't need to float him right now.
No, I know that.
Okay. Well, I would like to the cloths or the cape that I have in my backpack, because we all took one of them Black Moon capes.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to rip along it lengthways.
Yeah.
And then wrap it around Witcher, around his waist, around his wound.
Okay.
I just need a safe rest for a day. Wasn't there an inn here in this place somewhere?
Yeah.
You guys actually passed it. You guys know where it's at. It's just back, like, towards the docks.
Yeah, that's right, bud. Come on. Give me your arm, and I'll take Witcher up. One arm over my shoulder.
I'll grab my arm around Cass's shoulder.
And his other arm's holding his side.
Yes.
So I'm on his left-hand side, and he's holding his right-hand side.
Probably leave through the back way, since people might get suspicious seeing a dead guy running around.
Witcher, pretend to be dead. That's a joke. That was a joke.
Yes, I know.
Well, we need to get out of here.
Yes. Give me a sec. Okay. I will cast Minor Illusion on the Witcher to make him look not like the Witcher. Moving above on him.
Okay, but before you do this, can you just like cast your floaty spell on him, and then I'll lift him over my shoulder so I'm not hurting his wound anymore, and then he can just drape over my shoulder and we can carry him towards the inn.
It only lasts for 1 minute.
Well, we can get out of here quick at that speed. As long as we're away from the arena and away from these people that know him here. If we get back into town, he just looks injured.
You want me to cast a second level spell just to carry him out of here?
Can we just walk out of here? I don't care. I just need a room to rest.
Okay, buddy, let's get you out of here.
Actually, levitation lasts for 10 minutes.
Too late now. You never told us that, so we're already walking out of here. We're walking behind, so we're walking sort of so we're gonna go like this way and then this way and then around the outside,
yeah,
kind of thing.
That's fine. Nice. You guys do so.
I stay.
Oh, you stay.
I'm keeping an eye on Rex.
Okay,
well, for now at least.
Give me a perception check.
Okay, it's probably not gonna go well. A 10. Great.
You kind of see him like look in the direction. Oh wait, no, he wouldn't be able to see that. You don't see anything. Never mind.
Fuck.
Yeah. So you guys head back, to the end. Well, Cass and Eston do,
I guess they would have gone into the inn, Cass carrying me.
Before we go into the inn, I'd like to take off my hooded robe and put it over him so he doesn't look wounded. So he's just like in a cape kind of thing, holding himself.
Yeah, I think I can stand. Just give me the cape and I'll.
So I just put him and lean him against the door. I'll go into the bar.
And I try to stand there as normally as I can, given the pain.
Yes,
and I would like nonchalant. To. Find the inn owner, tavern owner?
The innkeeper.
The innkeeper.
Yeah, there's like a little bar off to the right when you walk in, and there's someone standing behind there.
Okay. Greetings, sir.
Hello. Looking for a room?
Yes, please. Can I have a room for two, please? Two single beds if you have it.
Yeah, that's going to be 40 gold a night.
Ooh. 40 gold?
Yeah.
It's expensive there, buddy. Can do any better than that?
I don't know. Why don't you try to persuade me?
Ooh. Cass is doing a great job on social skills.
With minus one.
Yes.
All right. How low are you trying to go?
What's the cheapest room you have to offer?
We got single bedrooms for 15 gold.
That's a night, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take one of those.
Okay.
Right. It's 15 gold.
All right. He gives you a key. Well, actually, there is no key. It's just...
I'm guessing it's just a temp.
Yeah.
All right. Then I nod over to Estan at the door to come over.
It is actually like... behind the inn are a bunch of different tents, and those are like actually the rooms.
Yeah, so Aston will move up to Cass, following him to the room.
We got a room out back.
Here. All right, sounds good. Anything I can lay on suits me.
Yeah, yeah, that's the plan here, bud.
Okay,
so I guess we go to the tent, the bed, and which lays down in the bed.
Yep. And when 1 hour has passed and I'm a bit more stable, I would again drink a swallow potion to help me over the night to regenerate the wounds.
Okay. Well, as you guys are doing that, we'll jump back to Katrin.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I am not trying to hide at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just standing in the middle and like still looking at the fights, but still. Kind of making sure that this Rex doesn't leave without me knowing. So if they move down the stand, I would probably be able to see them.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Give me... sorry. Give me another perception check.
Copy that. That's an 8.
Nah, you like look over your shoulder and you see like the three of them talking, Rags and his other two, but you can't hear what they're over the sounds of the crowd. You can't hear what they're talking about.
Okay. I'm going to stay there for three more fights. If he's still there, I'll just leave.
Well, it's starting to get late in the day and they're actually finishing up the last fight right now. And you do see him get up and leave with his men. And then as he like passes you and then gets to like where the other group of the guys with the gray capes were sitting, they get up and fall in with him and anyone else that you may have not seen get up and follow suit with the rest of the group of them. And now there's like 7 to 8 of them walking with each other with Rags.
Which way are they going?
They are headed back to it's like the market area.
Yeah, so
like,
the way so they
towards
came
the
from.
Docks. Yeah.
Okay. I will not follow them and I will go to the inn. Would that be following them as well? Going to the inn?
Yeah, they are going in that direction. But there's like a split. There's a fork in the road and one way goes to the end and another way goes, you don't know because you haven't been that way
yet.
And they go that way and you go off to the end. Yeah.
Okay, I will go to the end.
Okay.
Also, Beef, you know you can just click on your character and press delete, right?
Yeah, that was Witch's character.
Take us off that and just put us back on the world map.
Okay. Well, when I get to the inn... I will point towards the inn before I go there and send a message to Cass. Where are you?
At the inn.
I will point at the inn again and send where in the inn?
In a room.
I will point towards the inn again. What room?
It's a tent out back. Just
and it cuts out.
This is not effective.
No.
It's just to send a short message. But when the person that you're trying to send the message to doesn't want to reply to you, it's kind of hard.
Well, we're not on the best terms right now.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Cass I will is go upset.
Cass is annoyed.
I will go and call out for Cass at the back where the tents are, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's like, so like you walk around the corner of the inn and there's like 4 rows of tents, right? And like in between each row of tent, there's like a pathway that is traveled frequently. And
okay. So. And they don't look like any of my tents, right?
No. These, I mean, they're not. I mean, honestly, for like a tent, it's probably fairly nice, like material wise. I'm not saying like in the tent is just like straw ground, straw yeah. bed, and that's like maybe a chair. Like that's about it.
Yeah. Fuck.
But like the tent itself, like if it started to rain really heavy, you wouldn't get wet. You'd stay dry. So like they're yeah. built sturdy, but not, they're definitely not nice.
No, and my tent would look really out of place if I put it up
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's actually probably no room for it.
Well, I could take down one of the other rooms.
I mean, you could, yes. Yes, you could.
I will. I will call out for Kes and see if he responds.
Do I hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to send Kage outside to the front of the door. So Katrin can see Kage.
I will go to the door and go in. Yep.
And then you see Cass there sharpening a stick to a point like he's making an arrow. But he's not. He's just sharpening it down.
At this point, it's like starting to get dark out. There is a little like place to have a fire out right outside your tent too. Like a campfire. It's not lit right now, but there's wood and stuff. So
this one bed.
There is one bed, and there'd be enough room for both of you to sleep on the ground inside.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
There are other rooms for rent.
Well, I would like to stand up. Seeing Katrin looking around for a place to lie down, but everywhere is just dirty. And I would throw my rolled hammock at her and say, get comfortable. And I'll walk outside and sit around the fire and start making a small little fire pit.
Okay.
I will, first of all, cast precipitation on this hammock again. So it doesn't...
It's clean.
So it's clean, good. Yeah. Second of all, I don't think I can hang it up anywhere in this tent.
Yeah, I would say you could. Like from the main support beam up top.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Okay. I'm just gonna
put it on. Yeah, it's a hammock. It needs two poles either side. And it drapes in the middle.
I'll just put it to the side of the room.
You could just put it on the floor and lay on it.
Yes, that's not gonna happen either. Not in a million years. I will go to Eston. He's sleeping, I'm guessing.
Yeah, sort of like resting. Sleeping.
It would have been an hour. This would be about an hour after you got here that she arrived.
Yeah, then you would see him taking another swallow potion.
Okay. I found out that the group, there's a guy that looks very important in that group called Rex.
And yes? Who is he?
I don't know. I just heard the name, or overheard the name while you were fighting in the pit. And he looks important.
You think he might be the leader?
I don't know for certain, but he is important to them because he did have the entire Grey Cape Society following him out of the arena when they left.
Well, if someone knows about this strange attack, he most likely does. But we can't just go there and ask him, right?
No, but I do know which way he went, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a start.
Yeah,
I didn't try to be sneaky or anything, but I'm pretty sure they noticed a stranger walking in the city.
Yeah, probably. It's hard to avoid that. I just need one more day. I will be ready tomorrow.
Okay.
My wounds heal quickly, but still I need to rest for now.
Let's hope. I will let you sleep now, and I will go out of the tent and go into the inn.
Okay. Walking to the inn, and like it's your typical inn, tables and stuff. There's just all the rooms are tents out back, so there's a decent amount of people in there now that it's nighttime. People just drinking, playing cards and stuff like that.
I will go up to the barkeep.
Okay.
This is going to end so badly.
Oh, God.
I would like a room.
All right. For one?
Yes, for one.
All right, 15 gold.
And I would like a bed that's not made out of hay.
I don't have any of those.
Well, is there a place I can find a bed that isn't made out of hay?
You could try your luck in Dustacre.
That's a very far way.
Yes, it is. Or Cloverbury. That's a little farther. Try to get a boat to Wakecrest. That might be your closest bet.
Yeah, that's a little bit too late now. Not very helpful of a barkeep.
Well, I'm just telling you what I got.
Oh, fine. Give me a room and give me two wine bottles.
All I got is ale. No wine.
Come on!
Wine is for the weak.
Ugh.
But I could give you two ales. That'll make you strong.
Ale is for barbarians. Do I look like a barbarian?
No, you don't. Do you want the ales or not?
No.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Okay. Fine, well, here's 15 gold and 15 give me the room.
All right, it's out back.
I'll find it. I'll go out in the back. Find a bed out of hay and lay down in it.
Yes, you. It's not too comfortable. It's scratchy, really scratchy. Yeah,
that's what I thought. Ugh.
All right.
I will first cast prestidigitation on it.
Okay.
To rid it of all fucking bed bugs that's in it.
Okay. You see a bunch of bugs scurry out as you cast your spell.
Yeah.
Cass would like to go into the inn once he sees Catherine walk out.
Okay.
I'd like to walk up to the bar and order an ale.
Okay. You want it with an egg or without?
What?
With. I think with.
You see him pour, there's like a bunch of barrels behind him. He grabs a mug, pours, stops the tap, and then he pulls out an egg and cracks an egg in it. There you go. It's going to be three gold pieces.
If I give you five, can I ask you a couple of questions about the area, please?
What kind of questions?
So, I'm just in town. I just came off one of the boats. I'm not staying for long. We're just staying for a couple of days while they sell some goods, and then we'll dip out. I'd like to know... I see a lot of people in town, and they all seem to be... I don't know. They seem to be wearing, like, these cloaks, and they all seem to be different. Is there many different, like, are they clans or families or
gold first?
Oh yeah, sure. I slip over the 5 gold.
He like looks around and pockets the gold, and yeah, there's lots of different clans here. All of Belrook. If you're not in a clan, you're no one.
So are you part of a clan as well?
Well, I own this inn. That's what keeps me around.
Ah, okay. So you...
But no, I am not.
You're trade, so you...
Yeah. I mean, really, the only people you will not see in a clan are, like, store owners.
And I'm presuming outsiders like myself.
Yes. Which, outsiders don't stay here, so... For too long, at least.
Yeah, no. We again, me and my companion, he was feeling a little bit worse for wear. There was a rough storm out at sea, and he just needed a place to lie down for the evening, so we just thought we'd come by here and get a room. So the fighting in town, is that daily?
Weekly.
Weekly?
Not daily. Don't have weekly. Enough monsters, and it usually results in a loss of a couple lives capturing them in the first place.
I can imagine. I've never seen such things before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's plenty of them outside the walls if you're wanting to get a closer look at them.
So, off this area, we came down from, I believe it was Evercroft, was it? I believe. Big town to the north. Yes. We stopped over there for
a day or two, seven wares, and then we came down this way. And this is our last port before we head over to Wakecrest, I believe, is the next stop. I'm just curious about the area, because this seems very... I'm not going to lie. Everyone seems a bit hostile towards me.
Well, you have to. Only the strong survive here.
Hmm.
People that are weak don't last.
Oh, it's the same out at sea as well.
I'm sure. I've never been to sea. I've grown up here.
When it gets rough, it gets really rough, I'm telling you. Big waves, like 20-foot waves. Oof. Yeah.
I'm sure. It sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Very bad. A couple more questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So, obviously, there's many different, as you said, factions in town.
Yeah, clans, yeah.
Is there any, like, discerning head faction? Or is there, like, a hierarchy of them?
That would obviously be our king, Torian.
Hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't say part of a clan. He rules all over Belrook. His grandfather founded this place, you see, so by right.
Oh, wow.
And he is nobody. Anybody that's challenged him has not walked away from it. So therefore, by blood right and strength right, the throne is his.
So are there any clans that do try to oppose him?
A few have tried. But I think he sets the mood pretty quickly if anybody tries to overthrow his power.
Okay. And do they have like certain sections in Belrook where they like have their like kings or headquarters or barons or whatever they are, their leaders? They have certain areas.
I mean,
in town?
Yeah, everybody's got their own territory. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've seen. There's guys with walking around. They've got like things like waves on their
shape.
I presume they're by the docks.
Yeah, yeah. And they hold their territories, the dock district.
There's a green one as well. Can't remember which one that was.
Yeah,
there was a green one. There was the silver one with like a sun on it.
Yeah, so those are the ones that are like. Some people call him the King's Guard.
Okay. But
it's not an official writing, but they do watch over the I shouldn't say palace. They watch over the King's Keep.
Okay. And there was also, I think it was a black cape or it had a moon. Maybe it was a gray cape with a moon.
Gray cape with a black moon. Yep.
Yes. That one.
They have been one of the people that tried to oppose the king, Torian. Their leader, his name's Rags. Real rough kind of guy. He leans in closer. Some say that, I don't know how true it is, but you have to go undergo a transformation to join the clan.
Oh.
I'm not sure what that transformation is, but it's some sort of power. And only that clan holds it.
Do they have a location in town, or are they like outcasts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean they're definitely one of the more outsider clans. But no, they do reside in this city of Belrook. Yes.
Hmm.
It's not any particular district, but there is. If you go up the road, there's a fork in the road. You take the fork that obviously doesn't lead back here, and there's a fairly large tent that they, I guess, would consider headquarters. Yeah.
Well, I think I should get back to my friend to see if he's feeling any better. Thanks for the information on the ale. That egg's that's a delicacy. I've not tried it anywhere else before.
Yeah. Well, it's only here in Belrook. You're probably gonna get something like that. Put some hair on your chest.
Got enough of that. Thanks very much. But I will, I'll catch you later.
All right.
We'll head back to the tent. Okay.
How much time has passed now?
It's nighttime. It's probably like 9, 10.
So has it been 8 hours already?
Not since you rest. I'd say like a short rest.
Yeah, well then...
By now.
When you return to the tent, Aston is sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would that my hammock on the floor is still on the floor, not even been unwrapped. Yeah, and I will prop it up against the side and I'll put my head on it and take a sleep.
Okay.
What's it bear?
We forgot our horses.
Yeah, your horses are like at the dock still.
I thought you'd say there is still an Evercroft.
No, you guys did bring them. Yeah, if we didn't bring them off the ship, that would be still on the ship.
No, he would have. The captain would have took them off the ship, I presume, and put them in storage.
Yeah.
Or
he wouldn't have left with our horses on them.
No.
They'd be tied up at the docks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the horses is there anymore.
We'll have to check.
I don't think the DM is going to do that. We'll go check them in the morning.
Maybe he rolls a dice for it.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I just did.
Fuck.
Catherine has to walk.
Yeah. So, do you guys just want to rest for the rest of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, everybody go down for a long rest. I mean, I don't think anybody needs it except
Aston. Yeah.
Yes, Dean. All right, it's the next morning. What are you guys doing?
I would like to
I'd like to go and look at my horse.
I would be talking to Estan in the tent about the conversation I had with the barkeep about the location of the was it Screeze? What was his name?
Rags.
About Rags and his group and their location.
Well, if that is true, they must be these... every one of these must be these berserkers or whatnot that they transform into these bears.
Must be. But we have a location for, I'm guessing, their hideout or their tent or...
That is good. Like that. And this Rags has definitely some kind of information, but... I'm not sure how we should approach this situation. We cannot just simply ask him, you know?
No. Plus, if he's behind the attacks and we need to take him back alive...
I also don't think we can just rush into their hideout and overpower them, you know?
Because they will literally and figuratively bear arms.
Yes. So we need to think of something.
We need to devise a way to get him alone. It's the only way we're going to be able to get him alive and back to Evercroft. How the hell do we get him back to Evercroft? That's the question. We need to get another boat. If we go by horse, it's over a month. Easy.
Yep. So we will have even more times or even more opportunities to flee if we should even capture him.
And if his boys pursue us, then we can just get run down and he can be taken, literally snatched away from us. So we need to devise a way to be able to take him to Evercroft without him knowing he's going to Evercroft.
I see.
We need him to go to Evercroft of his own free will. If we try to take him, his guys are going to basically cut us to pieces or they're going to hunt us down. If we...
The thing is, even if we manage to capture him against his will, we don't know much about his transformation. He could at any time transform into one of these bears.
Could indeed, which would be bad news for us. So, okay, DM, while I was on that ship, while I was traveling over and I set up where the horses were and set the hammock up, was there like a cage down there for any animals or?
No cage.
Okay.
But that boat is long gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Hey, he's not waiting. He's not going to That wasn't the deal. His deal was to bring you guys, not bring you and bring you back. So you got to figure out a new way to get back to Evercroft, whether I'm taking horses or trying to get another boat.
I think we should find Katrin, find our horses, regroup at the docks, and come up with a plan away from prying eyes and ears.
Yeah, true. Let's do that.
We head to the docks.
Okay. Yeah, your guys' horses are still there.
Oh, thank God.
One more day, they might have been gone, but...
I give Jeff a pat on the old snoot.
They're still there, just tied up right where you left them. When you get down to the docks, you do definitely see a big fluctuation of the guys with the blue capes.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of starting to look out for this, and you definitely can tell, yeah, the bartender wasn't lying when he said that their territory is the docks. There's a lot of them.
Hey, Estan.
Yeah.
So, going off of what I was told by the barkeep, a lot of these clans are found to be powerful and strong. What if we was able to get a clan on our side to take down the Black Suns?
What do you think I've been trying to do?
Yeah.
No one's talking to you.
Yeah, I see that. But they must have a real good reason and motivation to do that on our behest. And given the fact that we are strangers, I don't know if they would listen to us.
Katrin's from Evercroft, right?
Yes.
If she and us, we go to them and we ask individual clans for the help to remove the Black Suns, that gives them all an upper step to, you know, to enhance their...
I'm sure they will want something from us in return if they even agree to that.
We remove the Black Suns from them. It's a win-win for them. We remove the Black Suns. That's a rival clan out of contention completely.
Is there a rivalry going on between these clans?
You wouldn't know that. Mainly because you never asked if there was a rival.
I am just assuming.
Yes, you are.
This is all a assumption. I haven't told Estan. This is just me assumption. I'm telling him this is what the Batman told me.
You might pick up that like some clans might not like each other very much, but...
But not if they would actively work against each other.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Hmm.
You'd have to do some investigation.
Then what if we applied our skills as a group to help one of these, hopefully one of these clans have a problem that they need a witcher for, or a sorceress, or me.
I know, I was like,
I don't really have any set.
A hunter, you're a hunter.
Yeah, but it's not really going to do much good here. Everything's dead.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot, but we need to learn more about these societies here and how things look politically here.
Okay, so I'm going to go over to where there's a congregation of these blue cape guys, and I'm going to see if I can get some information from them regarding anything, because hopefully they're not as hostile as some of the others, and try and get some information from them. I suggest you both do the same, but go to a different area of town to try and get some information.
Just saying, you're not talking this, telling this to me.
I'm telling this to both of you.
Oh, I thought he was only telling it to Weston.
Oh no, now you're involved in this conversation.
Okay. Well, I plan on going to the king.
Well, now you're not involved in this conversation.
Didn't he say he doesn't want to see you?
I don't care.
Okay, let's just play this out. You go to the king. What do you say to him?
That I have information for him that he really wants to know.
Okay, so what's stopping him from like taking it from you by force?
Bad relationships, let's say that.
I don't want to get into that with you, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean... Our situation hasn't changed. I don't think he would say yes to an audience now.
I will make him say yes.
You're going to make the king of the Belvoir. Yes.
You're going to end up in that pit.
Let's say this. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And which one is that?
Estan.
Well, if it works.
Yes. Some, I mean, she is hot stuff.
I will be going to the king. I will see you guys later.
All right.
I will ride off on Sooty, my horse.
I'm too curious. I need to follow.
No, go away.
Yeah, all right. You get back up to where you first got turned away. Same guy standing there with all of his guys.
Yes.
Gates closed.
Yeah, I figured out.
You have a horse.
Yes.
Well, interesting.
And I would like to see the king.
And I'm sure he still doesn't give a fuck.
Well.
What do you have this time for the king?
Information on Evercrest.
Evercrest? What's Evercrest?
Evercrest. Fuck you. Fuck you. Evercrest. Fuck you.
What kind of information? Why don't you tell me and I'll tell the king?
How to get into the keep unseen.
Are you lying about that? I mean, I know you can. You know how to get it.
I see where Catherine's going.
Do I look like I'm trying to lie to you right now? I just want the information to get to the king, and I'm not lying. Do I need to roll anything?
All right. Well, no. Stay here. Let me go ask him one more time.
He failed on his inside check.
Yeah, I did. He rolled a 2. About 5, maybe 10 minutes go by. He comes back. He's like, all right, the king will see you. But you got to leave your horse out here.
That's fine.
All right. And he leads you through the gate. And you can tell very quickly that this town is built on like a military government kind of thing. Like it's just based off how the keep is set up. And now these are just wood walls around the keep. And the keep actually backs up to one of the big boulders that would act as the outer wall. And so it's like a big U. And he leads you up a couple stairs, and then there's like a big tent opening. Like it's not doors, but it's a tent opening. And it's a very, very large tent. Kind of like the same room for Uhtred's keep. There's a big rectangle fire pit in the middle. And then there's tables off to the right and left. And then at the end of the room is the king. And he's sitting there eating some grapes.
I will take a bow. Because I do respect nobility. Just saying.
Yeah.
And I expect him to respect me back by that doing that. But
you're the one that keeps wanting an audience with me, the outsider. Yes,
that is true. I bring information that might be important to you.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Somebody in your city might try to start a war between Belbrook and Evercroft behind your back, or that you already know of.
All right.
But seeming that you let me in to speak with you out of the information I gave to your guard, I don't believe you know that this clan is trying to start a war.
And if I did it, what would you have to tell me?
I plan on taking care of this clan for you if you're willing to help give me information on them.
Well, that's interesting. Do you have proof of this?
I will
pull attack.
I will pull out a cape of the clan that attacked us.
Bring that cape to me, please.
I will give it to one of his guards, I'm guessing, because I'm guessing they don't allow me to go up to him.
Yeah, no, a guard comes and gets it. And he looks at it, and he's looking it over to like make sure it's a real cape from a real clan of his. That's under him, not necessarily his. But
the name Rags ring any bells?
Yeah. That little fuck's been a pain in my side for since he was born.
I can remove that pain in your side. For
so you are claiming that Rags and his clan attacked Evercroft? They're a small clan. Why would they want to do that?
To start a war that you cannot win. The thing is, I don't think this city can withstand a full bombardment from Evercroft. You live in tents. We have a lot of sorcerers that will bring fire upon your tents. And that will not be standing down, or that will not be standing for long if the entire city burns down. I know you have other ways to keep safe from fire, but still, the town will be in ruins and you will lose a lot of people to this. You do not have the strength to take on a full assault from Evercroft at the moment.
That's, you are right. I'll give you that. You are smart.
I
know what to do about a disobeying clan leader.
I have information that he knows about secrets in Evercroft that you do not. I'm willing to share these secrets with you, so you also know them.
Okay.
Information on him.
In return, I'm guessing you want Rags.
Yes. I want him to come with me alive to face justice in Evercroft.
Well, I can tell you he won't come easily.
That is fine by me.
And no other clans are going to help you guys. You're outsiders.
Yes.
Not that they are very liked here, but you are outsiders.
There's a reason why I came to you first.
So what's this? Give me the information and we'll see how good the information actually is that you say that you have.
So the attack was led on the keep on the wedding day between the princess from Evercroft and the, I'm guessing, prince from Dustacre, right?
Yes.
Yes. And the prince from Dustacre. This attack was led through a secret passage into the keep or the castle from a shore line going underneath the city, entering the gardens of the keep. Sure. And apparently this Rags knew about this ancient secret that only the castle people are about to know or is bound to know.
Well, that is interesting now, isn't it? So you're telling me you look like you may be the Evercroft King's sorceress?
Yes, that is correct.
So you're telling me you're going to betray your king and the city?
I know for a fact that you cannot lead an army through it.
Because
I've traveled it myself.
A few very talented men can do just as much as an army.
Yes, but that secret passage will not be unguarded anymore since the attack came from that secret passage.
Well, you got a point there.
So this information will not give you any advantage on an attack on Evercroft.
You can have Rags if you can take them. And we'll tell the other clans not to interfere with your businesses, but I will also not help you. And again, I will order all the other clans not to help either.
That is expected. All I wanted was information.
Well, what kind of information? Where they're at?
I kind of know where they are. Okay. They're in a big tent. However, I have information I don't think you know as well about this clan. You know, I know that the city knows that they have been gifted when they enter the clan.
Yes.
Do you know about this gift?
Of course I do.
Do you know that it transformed them into beasts?
Yeah. Okay. I was the one that sanctioned the order to allow them to do that.
Okay. So you knew about that.
I have a transformation myself.
Oh.
Most of native Vavengulans are some sort of were creature.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
However,
how we've survived for so long where we live.
I can see it is a very hospitable area.
Yes.
However, I will not go into trade at the moment since that have been been ignored for a long time. I will not bore you with the details.
Yes.
This Rex, you say he's a pain in your side.
Yeah.
How come?
Well, it's always causing trouble for Belrook. Precisely what you've just told me.
I can see.
If I have no, I'll be honest with you, I hate Evercroft and most of the other cities, but I am no stupid man. So there'd be no reason for me to go attacking anybody that is a stronger power than me.
I see you're also a smart man.
Well, I try to be.
Well, I got what I came for, and I thank you for the information.
Yes, yes. Guards, see her on her way out. And, miss.
Yes?
If I ever see you here in Belrook again, I'm going to fucking kill you.
I don't plan on visiting Belrook anytime soon after we capture Rex. Good. So don't worry about it. I will take a bow and leave.
Goes back to eating his grapes.
And that's what diplomacy gets you. diplomacy gets you.
Impressive, Bear, I have to admit.
Yeah, well, yes, good. Very good. That was great. All right, well, the camera will pan back over to you two, Cass and Eston.
Mm-hmm.
Cass, I believe you were going to talk to some of the blue capes.
Yeah, I've got a stick and I'm drawing on the dirt on the ground.
Yes. Okay.
I'm like doing like a map, like just a very rough outline of the town, saying like this is where these are, this is where these are. These are the blue guys at the docks. I'm explaining to Eston, saying right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Blue guys are here. If I can get them on our side, then maybe, I don't know how many there is of the Black Suns, but if we get the blue guys on our side, maybe the green guys too. Maybe
you would know just from your interaction from the bartender. I know we didn't speak about it, but the gray capes, they're one of the smaller groups.
So if we get two clans on our side, we have the numbers. We can outnumber them. Problem is, if they turn to bears, we might be in trouble.
Yeah, I don't think out of their perspective that we are in any position to make demand, you know, or to do any kind of negotiations.
We've still got to be able to capture him. So I'm going to try and work on, if we do succeed in capturing Rex, we do succeed in him on his own and he doesn't transform, we need to work out of a way to be able to get him out of here back to Evercroft without, so that's a 5-day trip on a boat, month trip on horses or so. We need to make sure he doesn't transform.
Yeah.
Is there any way to stop, was it a berserker transformation or any way to stop?
Yeah, I have the same question and I'm not sure. I've not seen anything like that before. Maybe we can ask Catherine about this. Actually, I'm wondering where she is right now. She was going for the king.
She's probably in handcuffs somewhere in some jail.
Maybe. Before we do anything, I think we should go check on her. Couldn't hurt. At least I will go.
You know she didn't help you, right? She was going to get thrown in a pit and she didn't even care. She
I did not see anything. I was...
Yeah, no, you went down and you was about to be thrown into that pit. No, not knowing how deep that was. And she was just up there laughing at you as it was happening. And I was like, this is mean. So I had to run down and try and help.
Just out of practical reasons, I think she knows that we have more chances of surviving when we are three rather than one person less. So I think she must have had some...
She's gonna let you get thrown in the pit, man.
I'll ask her myself. We need to work together here. If we need to pull on the same strings here, you know.
No strings. Some of those strings were going to let you fall into a pit. I ran down and saved your ass.
I am grateful for that.
I'm not asking. I don't want any of that. Like, oh, thank you. I don't need any of that. I did it because I knew you'd do the same for me. But she clearly didn't. She was just watching, man. I was like, I thought she was going to at least jump in and like save you, but they started dragging you to the pit and was about to throw you in.
I had to run down there to save you. I had to run down like, I was tired. I was tired getting to you.
I will ask her myself. I can't think of that being so real.
You know, she's okay. She might not have laughed,
but I get your point, man.
Okay,
we will discuss this.
Just saying. And just keep an eye out.
Essen will go towards the direction of where the king was at the arena. Yeah. Try to find Catherine.
If you continue along your way, you'll just bump into each other.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Catherine.
How are you?
I got information.
Oh.
A lot, actually. I got all the clans to step down from us attacking Rex.
But we're not going to attack Rex.
They will not help him.
Okay, that's good.
And they will not interfere. But they will not help us either, since we are outcast.
So it's all on us.
We're still
with the king. Okay, and apparently the entire city is werebeasts.
The fuck is a werebeast?
A werebeast is lycanthropy. They can transform into other animals.
What the fuck is lycanthropy?
That's a story for another day. Okay. They can transform into different animals.
Okay, so it's people that can be bears.
Bears, wolves, many different types.
People can change to wolves?
Yeah, that's what lycanthropy is.
For some, it's a blessing. We need to sit down and have a talk one day, because that's...
There are many things you do not know yet.
I got the entire city to step down from us, intervening with us, trying to get Rex to follow or get with us.
Well, that is already a good plus.
The king said he's not going to leave willingly.
I think so.
But if he turns into a bear, we're fucked.
Oh, no, we're not.
Well, he's got a full group of bears technically with him.
I was thinking, Catherine, have you seen in this transformation before? Do you think we can stop their transformation?
But I did realize something when we were fighting the berserkers or the bears.
Mm-hmm.
They do not like fire at all.
Yeah, that is true. They are beasts, after all.
I mean...
So what are you going to do? Hold a torch to, like, Rags all the way back to Evercroft?
No,
have you seen me ever holding a torch?
No, but I understand they're scared of fire, but what are you going to do? Like, say we do defeat the overwhelming odds of bears with fire, right? And then we get Rags, okay? Not transformed into a bear. And we need to get him back to Evercroft. We need to go on a boat, which is 5 days. Or we need to go on the road, which is a month. How are we going to be able to keep him secure if we can do that?
First of all, I don't plan on going straight in there to attack them. That would be suicide.
Agreed.
I'm not that dumb. I went the diplomatic route with the king.
That is true.
Yeah, you did.
I'm just thinking... We don't know anything about their transformation. Can he do that at will? How many times a day can he do that? Can we interrupt his transformation to transport him safely to Evercroft, you know?
I doubt he can transform just like that. It might take time.
Is it... Okay, so from very little information I'm going off here. Okay.
Yes.
This is just me assuming things like I normally do, because I don't know shit. But because this isn't my world. My world's up in the tree. This is all new to me. So the bears that attacked in Evercroft, they were people, then they transformed into bears.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct. Now,
they didn't take their clothes off, so they didn't expect to turn back into humans. That's my understanding, right? Because we saw loads of scraps of clothes everywhere. No clothes on the floor. Just scraps and tatters everywhere. So they didn't expect to turn back into humans. So maybe they were just saying, well, this is a one-way trip. So that being the case, didn't find any like vials or anything smashed on the floor. So it was no potion, right?
No.
No.
It wasn't.
So if it wasn't a potion, could it have been an item?
It wasn't because
I found, and I pulled out the necklace with the gold tooth on it.
Mm-hmm.
This was in one of the bear's mouth. I took the tooth. It's a gold tooth. Is there any way that there could have been a spell cast on an item, and then the item
transformed
them. We cannot tell for certain. We can assume, but we have a hard time getting proof of this.
Catherine, but can usually you do a check on this tooth? And I'll pass the tooth over. Can you do like one of your spell checks on it to make sure it's not a spelly thing, because if I've been carrying that around, I'm a little bit wary of it.
I will try Arcana, but I'm guessing it's non-magical.
You have to check magic?
Yeah, no, I do not. I kind of check it.
Not 20.
Oh. You can tell it's not magical.
Yeah,
it's just a tooth.
It's just a tooth. It's not magical.
Usually with lycanthropy, they can transform back. They can just not control it willingly. So for wolves, for example, it depends on the phases of the moon. At a full moon night, they transform whether they want it or not. And then only in the morning, they transform back.
You say they can transform willingly?
No, they cannot. With lycanthropy, they cannot control it willingly.
How did the bears just turn into bears willingly when they got into the palace?
They are special. They are not your typical lycanthropes.
Everybody give me a history.
I see where this is going.
11.
That's a 14.
10.
Katrin, you would have remembered on the night that the attack happened, it would have been a full moon.
It was a full moon after an attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're assuming, not with 100% facts, but a full moon would transform them into bears.
Yes.
How long has it since been there's been a full moon?
Would I know when the next full moon would have?
7 days? Yeah. Here in this world, you have three full moons every month.
Oh.
And the next one's coming up in, let's see.
7 days.
It would have been about 7 days now from the wedding. So the next one should be in the next 2 days, we'll say.
So we wait till after that.
So we wait till after the full moon. And then the morning.
2 days.
And then on the morning after the full moon, we need to have eyes on Rags, because I can only assume that that's going to take a lot out of him physically and physically drain him to turn into, obviously, a bear.
I don't think it's a good idea to stay in the city in a full moon if everybody in the city is a were creature.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we need to know a location in these next... this evening, we need to know where he will be sleeping. Because I can only assume that in the morning, once he's turned back to human, he will go back to his lodgings to rest. Because the whole evening he would have been a bear. When we deal with him.
We either deal with him there, which put us at a disadvantage because the entire city will be were creatures the evening before, or we deal with him before. Or we deal with him before the full moon, get him out of the city before the full moon, and then we deal with the transformation when it comes.
Or
I might have a way to deal with it.
Or we just throw him into the pit in town.
The king wanted him alive.
And then you do your levitation thing when he comes out of the pit in the morning. If he's in the pit, he's not going to... Or we throw him into that fighting arena, lock the gate down. As a bear, he's not going to be able to climb out of there. That's where he stays for the evening when he turns into a bear. And we dip out of town. No bear's going to be able to open that cage. And then we come back in the morning when he's back to a human being and then we take him out.
Cass, I think you're forgetting something.
What's that?
The entire city will be where.
Yeah, but in the evening, before he turns into one, we put him into the pit. Yeah. Well, not into the actual pit, but into the fighting arena. We close the gate down. Then we all dip the fuck out of town. Everyone turns into their creatures. And in the morning, we come back gallivanting in while everyone's sleeping.
How do you plan on getting the key for the gate?
All right, let's hear your plan.
So, I know rushing in there would be suicide. However, getting information on them or even speaking with Rags might provide a different solution.
Why are we going to speak to Rags again?
Why are we going to speak to him? To gain information. What else?
Why do we need information?
We need information why he started an attack on Evercroft.
Which then you bring that accusation to him and then his people are going to cut you
down. Oh, no, I fully plan on bringing him to the king.
Oh, no, but if you go up to him and you basically say you caused an attack on Evercroft, he's going to take that as a threat and he's going to kill you.
Oh, I'd like to see the rest of the contact.
I'd like to see him try too.
But, however, I am highly suspicious about how he planned on surviving killing us in the middle of the town when Evercroft, he knows the king cannot, or the city, Belrook, cannot withstand an entire attack of Evercroft.
But he doesn't care. He planned the attack. He planned the war, as you stated to us earlier.
And I want to know why he planned this attack. If we go and ask him, he might even tell us why.
If we go and ask him, we're going to die.
I don't believe so.
Estan, do you have any idea on what to do here?
I've never been much into political intrigues like these. Katrin's got the most experience in that. I trust her judgment.
And I would like to capture a beast. That's my expertise.
Yes. But using the arena in the middle of the town, it's not a great idea.
Why?
First of all, the town will not approve of this.
Why?
Second of all...
Why? You said that all the clans are on our side.
No, they're not on our side. They will
just not act.
Help us. They will not act and come to Rex's aid.
Yeah, so...
But they will not come to our... But they will not come to our aid either. But
exactly. So
if we start using their city as our playground and our tools, I don't believe the city will approve.
Okay.
I said we would deal with Rags, but I also ask for no help from the city since they would not give any.
So we would be
their arena would require us to get help from the city.
So we can only act in their territory.
Yes.
Hey, DM, how big were those bears back in the attack?
I
guess somewhat bigger than a usual bear.
Weight-wise?
Yeah.
Regular bears, probably like 4 to 7. These were probably like 1,000-pound bears.
Oof.
Would I would know these are very big bears, yeah?
Yes. Okay, I mean, you were fighting them. You remember very vividly.
I blinded them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, say everything goes to plan, okay? Say we go to the Black Suns, right? So, let's just say this.
Moons.
The best thing that can happen is, that's the one, Black Moons. We go to them, and Rags comes willingly, puts his hands up. That's best case scenario.
That's not going
to
happen.
That's not going to happen. Worst case scenario, we go in there, all guns blazing, we get cut up the fuck, we die. That's bad. Middle ground is we need to get him away from his boys after he's transformed. That's the best way we can do this.
We don't have that long.
So I'll help you guys out a little bit. There's 30 people in this clan. If you try to take him away from his clan and somebody sees you, they're obviously you're going to have to deal with the whole clan.
Yes.
So your best course of action is probably trying to figure out some way to get him away from the group, or I don't know, maybe trail him. Maybe he does it on his own already.
I might have another idea.
Yeah. If you were to try to use when the king said that the other clans will not interfere, if it gets out of hand, people are going to start stepping in. Whether that is just to kill everybody that's involved or to enchain you or do whatever, I won't say anything there. But if you try to use the arenas or if the fight spills out into the marketplace, the king will interfere.
Mm.
Yes.
And I will straight up tell you, it probably won't be good for either parties.
No.
Say try to figure out some way to get him away from the rest of his group. And you are also, I don't want to just give you everything, but you are assuming just because it's a full moon that they change automatically.
Yes.
Which is a good assumption. Like, it's good to be play it safe, but I'm just saying it is an assumption. So that might not be the case. It might be they only can transform on full moons and it's on their will or it's against their will. I'll say that. Those are the two things.
All right. Yes.
I know you know alchemy.
I do.
Would there be a herb that could put a fully grown man to sleep for multiple days?
Wait, would I know this as well?
I'll say one of the components for swallow can be used if you use it a different way. Maybe if you crush it up instead of burn it or whatever.
But the thing is, we don't have any plants here.
Yeah.
No, but there might be an alchemist shop.
I'm not sure there is.
You could try walking around and finding one.
I will try looking for an alchemist shop.
Yeah, you spend maybe 30 minutes to an hour looking for one, but the only shops you find are the inn, blacksmith, common good, and that's it.
I could make something, but I would need the ingredients, and I cannot gather those in these parts.
Damn it.
What kind of ingredients do you need?
That's my plan out the window.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into detail, but yeah, there's a plant that he uses.
But does it grow along the water side?
Hmm?
Does it grow along water?
More of a jungle, foresty kind of plant.
Yeah. So not a water plant?
No. Well, there goes my plan. Fuck. Well,
but
I don't see how a talk with them could end badly. And I'm saying a talk.
I am not entirely kidding with this, but
oh god.
You want to challenge the guy?
No, it goes beneath Catherine's dignity.
Oh no.
I'm listening.
A woman has some tools to get a man to a lonely place.
I vote for this option.
I don't really meaning this in a ridiculous way, you know.
He is right, though. That is a very way seduction.
But I don't think, yes, that way, you know. But
I'm sorry to say, Aston, but I'm pretty sure he knows I'm the king. I'm the sorcerer from Evercroft.
That's the reason why. Who's ever had a sorceress of a king before, you know?
That could work. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, but it's a...
Okay, that just a sidebar. Are you regretting doing a female character, man?
It is just an idea, but...
Do I need to bring the hammer?
That's what all men fall for.
Okay.
So you're saying I have to seduce Rex?
And then you lead him to a place... You're not like actually sleep with him just to get him to the point of
how
him lowering
do I
his
lead
guard.
Him from his own place, place where he wants to sleep with me.
I'm sure you'll figure out something.
So you
and
have
then
toys.
We come around and then we get him right before you act.
Wait, I know that every single bed in this place is made out of hay.
Perhaps he likes it that way.
I mean, the innkeeper said that to you, but you don't know if he was being.
Because I have a proper bed in my tent.
Yes, you do.
You could set that up in advance and ask him. We go to my place, or
so your tent. Okay,
yeah.
Doesn't look big from the outside, but you say it's bigger on the inside.
Yes.
So
you could invite him into your tent.
Can you put him in the tent and then pack the tent up with him inside?
No.
Oh.
No, but we could wait inside the tent as well and hide there and then take him by surprise.
We can hide in like one of the fifth rooms down at the back of the corridor, down
I
the stairs and
cast.
Through the pantry and out through the garden and into the summer house.
Cass, I don't have that many rooms in the tent.
It is your choice. It was just an idea that came to my mind.
However,
Witcher, do you not have a chain?
I do.
Fine, I will go with this plan.
Can we not just chain him up once he gets in the tent? So he comes in the tent.
Yeah,
we jump
can
him
use
and
the chain, but when the transformation kicks in, it would break.
But we do this after the transformation.
Yes,
I will not be in the city for 2 days waiting for the entire city to become werebeasts.
Then we go outside the city.
I mean, yeah, and there's no gates or anybody that's going to stop you.
But we would need to survive for two days out there.
It's a wasteland outside of Belrook.
I'm in a poncho. I'm good.
I will go to the inn, get ration, go outside the city, set up my tent as a campsite for our group, and we lead Rex to the campsite.
But if you do it, you need to make it, you know, reasonable, because you would become suspicious if you just go there. Oh yeah, I'm a busty sorceress here. You want to come into my tent here? That's not convincing. You know?
And then lead them outside of the
tent. And that would be too suspicious, you know?
Come this way.
I'm just outside of town, away from people.
There would be spots inside of town that you could set up your tent.
Okay.
Just not like right next to the inn. Like there might be a place around the inn somewhere, but not like you'd have to find it.
But that would still require us to be inside the city when the entire city will transform into werebeast. We assume that they will transform on a full moon.
I mean, yeah, you still got 2 days too, and it's still like late morning of this day, so you have time.
This has been the longest planning session I think I've ever been a part of.
Yes.
I will try to find a spot where I can set up my tent.
Okay. You spend some time and you do. And it's by the inn, but it's not like right up against it.
Okay. I will set up my tent.
Okay. You set your tent up.
Can we go inside the tent?
That's up to Catra.
I really don't want Cass inside my room, but fine. I will allow them to get inside my tent.
Okay. So you guys now are standing inside of a magical tent.
Right. What places do we have to hide here?
I'm sorry.
What?
I sleep in a hammock in a tree. What the hell is this place?
So, first of all, you never asked if you could sleep inside here. I do have a guest room.
What the fuck?
Royalty, Cass.
Yeah, princess.
I am not royal.
Look around. This is royal.
This is magic.
I live in mud. What is this?
I live in
mud. There was
mud.
A reason why I didn't invite you inside before.
Okay.
Also, keep your hands to yourself.
So, you guys, the plan is, so I know, Catrin is going to go find Rags and somehow, you know, be all sexy with him. Bring him back to the tent where you two are going to be hiding, and then you're going to Shazam! Jump on him as soon as he walks in and knock him out.
That is the plan.
That is at least the plan.
Yeah, he's going to go like that.
He must not transform. That's the key.
Yes.
We can't allow him to transform.
Yes. Because then everyone would be alerted and we wouldn't be able to restrain him properly.
So if we knock him out, he's going to transform into a bear when he wakes up.
We don't know if it's unconscious he will transform. We do not know. Or we do not know if he's going to transform into an unconscious bear. However, if we are going to fight in my tent, at least keep it to the entrance.
Well, the fight can become messy, unfortunately. We will try
our
best.
Also, I do think we should scout out their place before. So spending this day to learn about Rags, where he's going, where he will be in the marketplace, something like that.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I agree.
Yes.
Not sit idle here. Okay.
No.
Well, with that, will scouting out Rags' location show a different plan that they might be able to do? Or is Ketrin gonna have to try to get all sexy, sexy with Rags. He's an ugly halfling, by the way. I don't know, but we will find out next time on the next episode of the Chronicles of Avonbula. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next time.